This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وعلها وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد عباد الله to proceed, O servants of Allah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once visited a Bedouin man who was sick, and he said to him, "La ba'asa tahur, insha'Allah." The Prophet said to the man, the Bedouin man, "La ba'asa tahur, insha'Allah." There is no harm on you. It's a purification, God willing. It's a purification, God willing. The man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Qulta tahur." Did you say it's a purification and there is no harm? بل هي حمى تفور على شيخ كبير تزيره القبور. It is not. It is a raging fever that will drag this old man into his grave. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, then it is. إذن يكون. So then it is. And the man died shortly thereafter. What this story tells us is that outlook, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, then it will be. If you're saying this, if you're saying that this is not a purification, but rather a raging fever that will drag you to your grave, then it will be as you said, which tells us that outlook influences outcome. Outlook, your perspective, your outlook. The Prophet ﷺ was trying to make, to give spiritual meaning and hope to the man out of this trial of sickness. And the man rejected the offer of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ did not force it on him. He gave him his space. If this is what you think, then it will be. But you know, the thing that is most interesting here is that the Prophet ﷺ confirmed that outlook affects outcome. If you think so, then it will be as you said. And can you find more of this in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Yes. In fact, there is a hadith Qudsi, a holy or divine hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِ I will be to my servant as he thinks of me. I will be to my servant as he thinks of me. So your thoughts, your perspective, your outlook will affect your outcome, will affect the results. It's not inconsequential. Yes, we do believe that everything is destined. We do believe in the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the one who's conveying this to us is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. So the Messenger of Allah is conveying to us that outlook affects outcome, and perspective is consequential, and there is a bilateral relationship between your thoughts and your destinies, the outcome or the ultimate result. So, it behooves us to try to have a positive outcome. You know, we need to have positive outlook, a positive outlook. That is called optimism. That is called positivity, because pessimism, cynicism, negativity, pacifism, and, you know, people who drown in conspiracy theories. All of these are linked together. All of these are interconnected. All of these qualities are interconnected. And you need to dispel them, you need to repel them, you need to basically rid yourself of them through optimism and positivity. And that is what the Prophet ﷺ had taught us, not only in words, but also in practice. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of Allah, there was a great role model, a great example for you. The Prophet ﷺ taught us, and there are certain things that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, you know, that would allow us to basically overcome that tendency. All of us have this tendency. All of us have, you know, some have more than others, but all of us tend sometimes to have that tendency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ ظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that until the messengers have despair and thought that they have been denied, our victory had come to us, so whoever we wished to save was saved. Even the messengers can get to a point of this. The messengers, this is the cream of the crop, this is the best of us human beings. Despair can, you know, attack their hearts and their thoughts. So we all are subject to this, but there are certain things that we need to learn to combat that tendency that we all have. One of these, you know, the beginning always for us Muslims starts from faith. Faith gives us the right worldview. واتلو عليهم نبأ نوح إذ قال لقومه يا قوم إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله فعلى الله توكلت فأجمعوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنذرون. So look at what Nuh said to his people. If my presence and my reminding you of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become overwhelming, you know, unbearable to you, فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, then upon Allah is my reliance. What does this mean? فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, what does this mean? فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, upon Allah is my reliance. Then he said to them, فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ اقْضُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ. Then bring all of your allies, bring all of your helpers, and basically execute your threats. Bring it on. You know, ultimately that's what he was saying to them. I rely on Allah. Bring it on. All of your plots, all of your vicious attacks. Bring all of your allies together and attack me. And don't give me respite. Wala tunziru. What is this telling us? It is telling us that if you have the right faith, you will not be overcome. You will not be defeated psychologically. You will not be frightened. You will not be scared. قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Say to them, are you waiting for, you know, are you awaiting for us except one of the two best outcomes? What are the two best outcomes? النَّصْرَ أَوْ الشَّهَادَةِ. Victory or martyrdom. Victory or martyrdom. Allah called them both al-husnayayn. Ihda al-husnayayn. Al-nasr is ihda al-husnayayn. Shahada is ihda al-husnayayn. And they are pretty much comparable. Because Allah said to them, they're both, you know, the best outcomes. They're both the best outcomes. Of course, we don't, you know, we're not nihilists. We want victory. But if the other one is distant, that smarter of them, we're equally happy with that. We're equally happy with that. But certainly, when we are not nihilists, and we want victory, not martyrdom. But we're ready for martyrdom, and we're equally happy if that was were to be the outcome, or was to be the outcome. This is all based on that worldview, that faith, that we're here for a test. We're here for a test. And the type of test itself does not matter. Whether you're tested by wealth or poverty, whether you're tested by power or weakness, whether you're tested by health or disease, whether you're tested by, and even knowledge can be is a test, is a trial. So whatever test that you're given, what matters is your response to the test, your response to the test. So you are guaranteed success if your response is appropriate, is in accordance with the divine pleasure. If you're seeking the divine pleasure, you're guaranteed success. If you're guaranteed success, how could you be pessimistic? How could you be negative? You are guaranteed success. All you need to do is to respond to whatever test that has been administered to you, that has been given to you appropriately. And we have a roadmap. The Prophet ﷺ taught us how to respond to every test. So we're guaranteed success. And we're guaranteed a thousand salvation and survival if we simply respond according to Allah's, you know, wishes and in accordance with His pleasure. So that is the first one. The second one is focus. Focus. You have to focus. You have to have the right worldview, and the right worldview is you're here. Allah brought you here for a test, and no matter the type of the test, you are guaranteed success if you respond to the test appropriately. The second thing is to focus on that which you can change. Focus on that which you can change. The difference between, you know, the optimist and the pessimist is that they say that one sees the half full, one sees the half empty. Focus on that which you can change. There is so much that you can change in your world, in your surroundings. You got to start with yourself. Change yourself. That's the first step towards changing the world around you. But people who try to change the world without changing their own conditions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of the people until they change their own. So you have to start somewhere, and you have to focus on that which you can change. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. It's part of the excellence of one's faith is to leave alone that which does not concern them. So there is so much that is going on in the world, but if you keep yourself busy with everything that's going on in the world, and, you know, the elections in America or something, you know, why don't you change what you can do? Why don't you focus on that which you can do? And there is so much that you can do if you have the right focus. استعن بالله ولا تعجز. مؤمن قوي خير أحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف في كل خير. استعن بالله ولا تعجز. Seek help from Allah and don't be powerless. Seek help from Allah and don't be powerless. So focus on that which you can change, and know that Allah does not burden a soul beyond its capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. See what it is that you can do and do it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the assistance. That's why Allah says, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. And prepare against them whatever you could prepare of different types of power and war horses. So whatever مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Focus on what you can do. Focus on what you can do. Next to this is, for optimism, is reframing. Reframing is of extreme importance. And the Prophet ﷺ taught us this reframing. So the wife of Abu Lahab used to, you know, insult the Prophet ﷺ in front of people, and she used to say, "Muzammamun abayna, wa dinuhu qalayna, wa amruhu asayna," which meant muzammam, the dispraised. You know, the Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the praiseworthy. So she used to say, the dispraised, we denied. His religion, we decried. And his command, we defied. مُذَمَّمٌ أَبَيْنَا وَدِينُهُ قَلَيْنَا وَأَمْرُهُ وَعَصَيْنَا. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to, you know, Abu Bakr and the other companions, have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverts the insults of Quraysh, diverts, you know, the insults of Quraysh from me, like away from me? They insult the Muzammam. I am Muhammad. So she's insulting the Muzammam. I am not Muzammam. I am Muhammad. That is reframing, right, of this incident. So it doesn't allow this to frazzle them or to cause him grief or anything. It just reframes it. And Umar ibn Abdulaziz once walked into a masjid in the dark and stepped on the foot of someone who was asleep. So the man woke up angry. It was dark. So the man woke up angry and said to Umar ibn Abdulaziz, keep in mind, at the time he was the Khalifa. He was the Khalifa. He was in control of a vast, you know, territory from Andalusia to China. And so the man said to him, "Ahimarun ant?" Or "Anta himar?" Are you a donkey? What is this? He said to him, "What is this? You're a donkey? Are you himar?" You know, maybe different cultures. You know, maybe himar is not an insult in you know, in this culture or something, in Australia. But you know, during their time, that was a big insult. So he said to him, so what did Umar say? Umar radiallahu anhu, that's Umar ibn Abdulaziz, you know, the grandchild of Umar ibn Khattab. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "No, I'm Umar. That's it." And then so one of the companions said to him, "Are you going to leave him? You know, he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. Are you going to just leave him?" He said, "The man asked me a question and I answered it. The man asked me a question and I answered it." He's asked him, are you a donkey? He said, "No, I'm Umar." So that is reframing. Do not allow negativity to overwhelm you. Reframe everything and you'll get the power of words. The power of words, because the power of words is important, is extremely of extreme importance. The Prophet said, "La adwa wa la tayara wa yu'jibuni al fa'l al hasan." Qila aw al fa'l al salih. Qila wa ma al fa'l al salih? Qala al kalimatu al tayyiba aw al kalimatu al hasan. So he said there is no contagion. The fiqh of this is detailed. There is transmission of disease, but it does not bring about the effect without God's permission. That's what the Prophet ﷺ wanted to say. And there should be no pessimism. Tayara is bird omens or bad bird omens. But I like good omens. The Prophet said, "I like good omens." And he said to him, "What's a good omen?" He said, "Al-kalimatu tayyiba," a good word. That is why the Prophet used to transfuse all of his environment and his surroundings with good words. He used to even change people's names. He used to change names of different places. Like he would change the name of Shab al-Dalala to Shab al-Huda, the ravine of misguidance to the ravine of guidance. He would change the name of Hazn into Sahl, difficult into Sahl, or easy. Asiya, Jamila, disobedience, beautiful. And so many names the Prophet ﷺ would go around and change them. Because words have great power. You need to start by changing your vocabulary. And that is what the Prophet ﷺ stresses when he says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لَوْ كَانَ كَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. So when something happens, don't say, "Had I done this," or "Had," you know, now taftah amal al-shaytan. Now opens the door, the gate for the shaytan. For regret, for defeat, for despair, to give up. But say qadar Allah wa shaa fa'al and move on. Allah had decreed the matter, and Allah executed his decree, and move on. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام وصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. So we said that we have to pay attention. We have to base everything on the right faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to focus on that which we can change. And we have to reframe everything to maintain our positivity and to maintain our good energy. And we have to use the right words and change our vocabulary to bring about that positive energy, that good energy, hope, meaning, you know, strength, resilience, the words that would bring this about. Add to this, good company, because that's extremely important. And we know the Prophet ﷺ had taught us, al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Every man will follow the footsteps of his companion, or his sort of best companion, or closest companion. So give a lot of consideration to whomever you take as friends or companions. Give a lot of consideration to your surroundings, the company, because if you are friends with positive people, you will likely be affected. It will likely grow on you. You will likely get the right vibes from them, the right attitude from them. It is contagious. You know, positivity is contagious. Negativity is contagious. Righteousness is contagious. Wickedness is contagious. So if you want to maintain your positivity and your good outlook and your reliance on Allah and your contentment, your rida, your acceptance, and so on, surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with like-minded people. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. You know, be patient, you know, and take those who call upon their Lord and invoke their Lord in the morning and the evening as friends. Stay with them and be patient in their companionship. So this is of extreme importance. The Prophet ﷺ, Adi ibn Hatim, has visited the Prophet ﷺ one day, and people started to come in and to complain. Someone comes in and complains about poverty. Someone comes in and complains about highway robbery. And they, so Adi ibn Hatim, the Prophet felt, and they came basically to learn about Islam. So the Prophet knew that this is not good, you know. People are coming and complaining and coming and complaining. Would you like to join a group of people who are complainers, who are, you know, like going through so much hardship? And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, if you live long enough, you will see الضعينة ترتحل من الحيرة. He asked him, do you know حيرة, and so on. But then he said to him, if you live long enough, you will see the lone woman traveler leave from al-Hira to come to al-Bayt, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing none but Allah. So he gave him glad tidings of what? Safety. And he said to him, وَلَتُفْتَحَنَّ كُنُوزُ كِسْرَى. And he said to him that the treasures of Kisra will be handed over to the Muslims. He's given him glad tidings of tamkeen, power and establishment. And then he said to him, a man will come out of his home with a handful of gold, and he will not find someone to receive it. He will not find someone to accept it from them, to give it in charity. He will not find. So he's given him glad tidings of wealth. And so if you surround yourself with people that share glad tidings with you, you will likely have that contentment. And that contentment does not mean pacifism, does not mean that you live in a bubble, does not mean spiritual intoxication or sukkah or anything. No, it gives you energy, and it gives you sort of resilience and motivation to move on. You know, there is nothing you cannot lose. You cannot, as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot lose. All you want to do is to set the right objective for you, a realistic, good objective, and move on. And whatever happens, it will be in your favor. Whether in this dunya, or ultimately in the hereafter, it will be in your escape of good deed. Allahumma alim haqqa haqqa razuqna tiba'a. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا الاجتنابة. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين.